welcome to another episode of Power On Podcasts. I'm one of your hosts, Taylor, and with me is my co-host, Sushi. How you doing, Sushi?
I'm doing all right. A little tired because we're recording kind of early this morning, but this should be a good one. It's a big, big topic, though, so I'm a little worried, to be honest.
It's a very encompassing topic, but that's all right.
Yeah, it sure is, but... We're going to do our best to sort of narrow it down.
It's the topic kind of we're going to go for is soundtracks in games.
Yes, sir.
And so I guess maybe what sticks out in your mind or, you know, what kind of soundtracks you like and that sort of thing. And as you can already tell, we don't have a guest for this one. This is just the two of us. Kind of thing.
Yep. So. You love that song.
I do. Only when it comes to those three words. Wait, just the two. If I could count, but anywho, two of us was what I was thinking. Anywho, when it comes to soundtracks, what do you like or dislike about them, or?
I'm pretty strange. I think I'm kind of all over the map. I don't have a huge list today just because I was really trying to narrow it down and make it a little bit more unique and not go for some of the bigger titles and very famous stuff. But I think I don't really have any sort of perfect affinity for anything in particular. I like one game might have a really strange, deranged soundtrack that I enjoy, but then something else might be very elegant and very orchestrated and beautiful. So I don't know. Do you kind of fall in the same mark, or are you kind of a rock guy, or?
I drift a little bit to the rock music. However, I do like a lot of the just different kinds of music. I think it has to fit the bill. If the soundtrack actually fits the game and enhances the gaming experience, it sticks with me a lot more than maybe just the song might. I don't know. Maybe that's probably why you like some of the deranged and also some of the more elegant music. Or
maybe. It could be a lot to do with the atmosphere of the game and stuff. So, but sometimes that doesn't matter at all, too.
Right. Sometimes you'll just have a really, really good song that's even without being like in the game or something, you can just kind of listen to and just really, really enjoy. I mean, heck, most of the music I listen to either is game music or sounds like game music, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it. Not many people are like that for sure, but I know for myself, I used to be not a really heavy person into music, but I definitely had my CDs and things like that. But now I don't actually own any musical CDs that aren't game related. And I don't even own that many to begin with. But so a lot of people just think I'm kind of weird if they come to my house and they look at my shelf and, you know, they don't see any Led Zeppelin or, you know, famous bands or anything like that. No pop music. And they just see Mega Man 9 and what the hell? Like,
that's all right. You can show them the wonderful, wonderful listening tunes of Tornado Man.
Yeah, well, then they hear that and they're like, what the hell is this crap? So, is this a ringtone? What the?
Hey, man, even if it's a ringtone, ringtones can sound pretty awesome.
Sometimes, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, but I guess for this, we're kind of just going to maybe talk about some of the, or in my case, a lot of the the music that really kind of comes to mind. I honestly just kind of sat down and took about a half an hour of time to kind of think of songs and stuff, and basically what I came up with was what first came to mind. So there's definitely a ton of music I missed, but I mean, that's kind of the case, though, is that
right?
There's so much music that everybody has their own kind of set list of songs that they really enjoy or soundtracks that they really enjoy. So I mean, definitely if you guys have anything that you want to add, definitely comment and tell us what you think and tell us how wrong we are with some of the music we like.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing. It's such a generally large topic. It's hard for us to obviously cover everything. And there's obviously games we also haven't played. So maybe if you guys think of something that you maybe think we would like, send it our way and we can check it out.
Yes, that's also, yeah. Always up for recommendations there. So it's, It, music is also a very personal thing, so what you do like, don't take it the wrong way if somebody else doesn't like it. It's a really one of those weird and magical, mystical things, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, I guess with that, I will start us off here, since I've got a lot.
Sure.
So, yeah, I guess, let's see here. I when I was writing out this list, I kind of hit a lot of battle themes. I really like battle themes in RPGs. And I guess I'll start off with one, and that is Apoplexy for Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard that song or.
No, I mean, well, probably, but I haven't played that game in years, and from what I played wasn't very long. Maybe I only played about 3 or 4 hours or something, so.
Okay. Well, it's composed by Sakimoto Hitoshi, and he. Oh, I'm sorry, Hitoshi, and he. What am I thinking? The song is really like. It fits with kind of everything that you want with, and when it comes to like a strat RPG, it's got a very kind of action, very quick-paced song, and you just want to murder everything that's on the field.
You're gonna die
Yeah.
now.
Well, it's kind of like the unofficial theme for the game, really. It's a really iconic song in the Tactics, in Final Fantasy Tactics game. So, yeah, it's just. Do you want me to hum some of it for
If you want, you know.
you?
I'm not
Oh,
opposed, but I'm
no.
not
You're not begging for it either.
Yeah, I'm sure not. So it's totally fine. If you'd like to, go for it, but
No, I'm
if your vocal cords are ready for it.
I don't know if they're really set for it. It's...
Fair enough.
But no, it has a lot of layer. The song has a lot of layers to it, so it's you can kind of pick out certain things that you like. But then, if you can't really listen to it intently, you can kind of pick out some sub layers of music, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really good song. So yeah, but what do you have up there?
Well, wait, so are you also suggesting the entire soundtrack for the game, or just specifically that track,
Well,
or?
that's the one that sticks out the most to me. However, I want to say it's the Heroes theme
Okay.
is another one, which is kind of like right at the beginning of the game. I think it's a very it plays it pops up here and there, but it's a really kind of almost sad theme because of the content and the context of the game.
Okay.
But I overall, yeah, I would suggest the soundtrack. It's a really, for being a strat RPG, it helps, I guess, kind of for people who may not really like those kind of that genre of games to get into a bit more, because the music really keeps it high tensioned, or very, I guess, tense, I think, at times, so.
Is it very much kind of in the, you know how some strategy RPGs have this sort of almost underlying kingdom type theme to it? Is it kind of like that, or?
Do you mean for like a lot of the tracks that they kind of
Yeah, like a sort of royalty, or does it kind of
it
towards that?
it has some of that, but I think it's more it's not necessarily it, that it's more kind of its own, how to put it, it's, yeah, it's not very Baroque.
Okay.
it's more of a just a very it's more of kind of the battles and stuff, where the battles aren't really just kind of like it's more like, yeah,
Right. Okay.
it appeals to a wide audience, I think. So
Neat. All right.
yeah, what do you have up there?
Okay, well, I sort of tried to also dip into some different generations of music as well, just to give it a big broad range. And so my first one here is a game I really, really like, and one of the few games I had as a kid for the NES, and that is Double Dragon 2, The Revenge. There's just a lot of catchy tunes for that, and it's I don't know how else to kind of explain it, but a lot of it sounds kind of dark themed. Like there's always kind of this hint of evilness in a lot of the tracks. So you hear this sort of I don't know exactly what it is, but there's just something there that kind of gives this hint that something is kind of wrong with what's going on. But there's also some just really fast tunes where, it's just we're going to punch people in the face because you're on the street and here's a pipe, and it's kind of like that as well. Yeah, I had a hard time picking just a specific track for this game because I really like the entire set of music for the entire game is really, really good. One of my favorites is actually, I don't know, have you played Double Dragon too much or?
When I was a kid,
Okay.
yeah, I haven't played it honestly in years.
Okay. The last stage is if you played on the Shadow Master level, there's the last stage where you fight him. And the first part is just this really crappy sort of bass beat, and it sucks really hard. You're just like, why is this the final boss music? It just sounds really poorly made. But then there comes a point when he has this ability to kind of disappear, and then you hit him enough times and he loses that ability. He has all of his other attacks, but he can no longer disappear and not be on screen. And after you do that, it changes to this absolutely awesome song suddenly that I remember every time I played with my friend, he would hate and we would just laugh about how crappy that song was beforehand. And then he would just get so excited as soon as you hit him because the screen, the background also changes. It's no longer this sort of hidden area. It's like you're in a palace or something. And it's a really, really cool song. It's just like dit, dit, dit. And you just really want to beat this guy up. It's a really cool song. Just really fun music for, NES is kind of hit or miss sometimes. Some songs are really terrible because they are working with such small chipsets and everything. But then you're just completely amazed by how some other people are able to just stretch it and draw it out so well. And I kind of feel that way for Double Dragon 2. The Revenge! I always got to forget the Revenge.
The revenge, yeah. There's, yeah, that, and I think the only reason why I can remember that fight, is because of that Van Damme thing you had showed me.
Oh right. Yeah,
Because
actually that music fits really well for that really funny
but yeah, the fight at the end is very similar to that you had mentioned, and so,
right.
yeah.
Go check out the Double Dragon 2 versus Van Damme on YouTube. I don't remember exactly what it's titled, but it's something like that, and it's pretty damn hilarious.
I will make a memo to link that video, so because everybody should see that.
All right.
All right. Okay. I guess back to me then, right?
Sure.
I guess I'll kind of clump these together here. Have you played much of the Tales series?
Other than Vesperia and kind of dabbling with Fantasia on the GBA, not very much.
Okay. Well, it's actually those two that I wanted to bring up.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, excellent for that. And for Tales of Phantasia, I really, 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 really,
It's a lot of really.
really, really love the Fighting of the Spirit song. And it plays when you are fighting bosses. So, you're fighting certain bosses in the game, kind of midway point or so in the game, and it's on the Super Famicom and stuff. Of course, it's not going to have the most amazing kind of like, oh my God, it's sex in my ears kind of thing. But personally, it's sex in my ears. But it's got a very for the Super Famicom version, it has a very somber tone to me.
Okay.
At first, it's got this kind of really guttural thing where it's like doo 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 doo, and then it kind of goes into this really high pitched. It's not necessarily like so high that it hurts. It's just a really just high tone,
Yeah.
where it contrasts right with the beginning of it, and it almost to me it almost kind of feels like it's wailing in a way. I know it sounds really dumb, but. Like it just like wailing in a kind of thing, but I really really like the song, and it's one of those songs where a lot of the arranges work for it as well. However, I think some of the arranges go a bit too far into like making it very rock, because I know in some of the later games they actually do that. They kind of remix it and stuff, and it's okay. But I really the Super Famicom version of Fighting the Spirits is fantastic. And Vesperia, how much of Vesperia did you play?
I got pretty far into it. The exact point I don't remember. Maybe I probably put in about 45 hours or something.
Okay, so you might have heard it. I can't remember. I think it's the third battle theme. It's called Tenacity.
It's possible. It's been a while, so.
Okay, well, there's two versions. There's kind of the normal version of it, but then when you go into this kind of crystal cave, it changes a little bit, which is kind of interesting. But
Okay.
Tenacity's is kind of got these the, another a little. It's kind of got that high bit to it. It's got the how's it go? I can't quite think of it off the top of my head,
Yeah.
but I'm just not good at memorizing music. But
Right.
it's for the battle theme of that time. It's getting to the point where the game is it, as enjoyable as it is. It's a pretty lengthy game. I felt at times the pacing is a little wonky. You'd have some good bits of pacing, but then at some points it feels like it kind of tumbles a little bit. But
Yeah.
I, with that battle theme, it kind of reinvigorated me to want to keep on playing. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right,
Okay.
go Yuri, kill things.
Yuri
So,
Lowell.
resident badass. But yeah, I think Sakuraba Motoi did a really great job with those songs. So, and just a lot of the work he does with just other games as well. He's got a very distinct kick to him, but it's usually pretty good, I would say.
Okay. It's interesting.
So yeah, over to you.
So for me, I'll just throw, I kind of want to stick with just maybe where I was at with the NES, and I'll just put one more out. Because the NES is obviously littered with some really good other soundtracks that I didn't put on purposely, like the Mega Man soundtracks and other things
The
like that,
Moon.
Castlevania. I just purposely didn't put them on just because they are very well known and most people do enjoy a lot of those soundtracks, particularly Mega Man 2 and 3 for a lot of people. So I went back for a bit of an older game that was surprisingly good, actually, and especially coming as a movie video game might be saying a lot for the NES because there's a lot of really terrible ones. And this is Sunsoft's Batman. It's not the greatest game of all time or anything, but it was a pretty fun game, and they had some really cool mechanics with that wall jump. Did you have some experience with that game, or?
A little bit.
Okay.
When I played it as a kid, I couldn't get very far. I was pretty
Yeah, I don't think I got very far either. I think I got
terrible.
maybe to stage two, and then
Yeah.
I eventually bought it like later, and I got a bit further and stuff.
Yeah,
But it was one of those games,
stage two.
yeah. But even then, that was the cool thing about Batman was if you just got to stage two, you still got two of the best songs in the game. The stage one and stage two are a really, really good song. Yeah, it's a really impressive soundtrack in the sense that some of the ability to get the sounds of bass and percussion out of the NES were really surprising. If you go back and listen to some of these songs, it'd be really interesting to hear how they would sound in a more modern take. Because they have really, really heavy bass lines, and it's actually really, really cool. You wouldn't think, like, for Batman, that would maybe sound really neat, but it really does. They don't really take any of the tracks from the movie at all, which is actually a really good thing in this case, where, sometimes those movie games, they try to take a song and digitize it onto the NES, and it just sounded
And it
like
sounds
crap,
like
right?
ass being played out of tune, though.
Yeah, like I think the Terminator one was pretty bad, if I remember, and I think some of the games I've seen that I actually never owned, but like Predator, I don't even think they have this song. It's just like some stupid humming or something, as far as I remember. So it's kind of cool that they decided not to do that. Maybe they realized that they couldn't reach anywhere near the soundtrack of the movie, so they just thought, well, okay, let's just make our own thing, and it works really, really well. It kind of has a Ninja Gaiden feel. A little bit,
I could see where you're going with that.
but it's got a little bit of a darker tone as well because it's Batman.
Because it's Batman.
Right. So definitely, if you want to check out some of the cool tracks from that, the stage one, Streets of Desolation, really, really good, and Axis Chemical is stage two. That one's really awesome, and I actually really enjoyed the cutscene music as well. That's really heavy bass lines. So yeah, Batman for the NES. If you haven't checked that one out as a game as well, I would check it out. It's a pretty fun game. Hard but fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very,
challenging.
I feel a bit of an ass because I didn't go quite to the extent of you where trying to be a bit more sneaky with music.
Sneaky.
Well, I meant in regards to just like being, I guess, a bit more out of the box than
Oh, well, that's fair enough, man. That's all good.
So the next I kind of thought up of was the I did label a few or list a few, but a lot of the music from the Fire Emblem series really
That's a
I
that's
well
a
yeah it's a
man.
big it's a big pool to pull from there,
For
but
sure.
it's kind of interesting because it's one of the kind of female composers, because you have some, but a lot of the times they're not as other than Yoko Shimomura, a lot of the other composers don't really get attention
Much
really,
fanfare or
or fanfare, right? And this is a Tsuji Yoko Yuka, and she's been on the series since like day one,
Oh wow. And
so
still is?
she's pro.
Is she still with the series then?
Yes.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so she and yeah, I really, really like her music. You can kind of just all of it really, except for maybe the Awakening. But that aside, the ones that kind of stick out to me is the for the Secret of the Emblem, which is the second quest or journey for Marth. A lot of the music is really, really great. It's more tense feeling, and it's you're just kind of like, oh, shit's really getting down to the wire here. And it's the boss, but it's not the final boss. It's kind of set up as the final boss, and if you don't do all the extra stuff, you can't do the extra levels, and so that becomes it's kind of like the stock final boss kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And that song is really, really awesome. It's really great. However, now that I think about it, as great as that is, the one that maybe sticks out the most to me is from the Shadow Dragon, and this is from the Super Famicom version. The Shadow Dragon, which is the first Fire Emblem game,
Yeah.
and the final boss theme for that, because the final boss theme for that is really, it's got that if you can find it, it has some really great arranges for it, but it's got this very, I don't want to say, I guess for lack of a better word, elegant way of for the fight here, even though you're fighting, the boss of the game who isn't really, kingly per se, in a way, but
Okay.
it's just a very, it's a very just like, oh yeah, it's actually a really, really great song to kind of get into. Some of the other ones, a lot of the later Fire Emblem games have really great battle music, especially from Radiant Dawn. You have some music that kind of sounds like it's from Pirates of the Caribbean. And that, like the
That's kind of
Devoted.
cool, though.
Well, the for example, the Devoted is one of those songs. It's the ones that play for the Greal mercenaries and stuff, and it's really, it sounds like it's from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
The Unstoppable Destiny, it's the Black Knight's theme, or the Burger King's theme, as
The
some people,
Burger King.
well, because the BK is what they kind of initial Black
Okay.
Knight eventually. It's one of those things. That's a really distinctive song. It's kind of basic, but it's just one of those. It's so iconic for Fire Emblem that when you hear that, it's the kind of like the oh shit moment. And I guess jumping back to an older Fire Emblem game is for Genealogy of a Holy War and Chapter 10's Light and Dark. You're getting to the end, and it's kind of the Rally the Troops song, and it's just a very, for the dark shit that happens in that game, it's a very kind of good song to show that there's, brighter days to come kind of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. Me loves me Fire
Yeah.
Emblem.
I
So.
mean, I've probably heard some of those tracks, but I just don't know the names of them.
Yeah, you maybe you have the
Oh, maybe like at least
I could say like I can't quite think of if they have the different names, but I don't want to say what the theme is for some of them, because it's kind of, it's in a way a bit of a spoiler, but in a way, the moment you play Mystery of the Emblem, you know exactly who the villain is. So it's one of those kind of things.
So they kind of ruin, not ruin, but if you say got a soundtrack, you could read a title and be like, oh.
Well, that's the thing. I can't quite. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think they had a different name for it. They might have, but I'm not too sure. But yeah, play Fire Emblem, people. Listen to it. Love it. Or just go on to YouTube. There you go. I mean, Beauty is a Mad Mistress. That's Oliver's theme from Radiant Dawn and Path of Radiance. Radiant Dawn. No, I think it's in Path of Radiance too. And it's a really quirky song. It's for a very quirky person. But anywho, yeah, over to you, good sir.
I'm kind of done with the NES there. Again, as I said, there's lots of stuff there we could try to cover. But I'm going to move up a little bit here, go with the SNES. And I know you're not a big arcade guy, just in general, but you may have still come across Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time.
Yes, I've played that.
Okay, yeah, that's a really fun game just to sit down with some friends and play. I always love the game. It's got really nice animation, especially for the SNES. Obviously, the arcade was really, really good, but it was surprisingly well made for a home port. Like, Konami didn't skimp out on it at all. They had to cut a few corners here and there just because of hardware, but they did a really good job of bringing home as much of the animation, as much of the music, the enemies, everything. It just fit really, really well on the SNES. Really fun game still today, even. And actually, surprisingly awesome music too. Konami, a lot of their 90s arcade titles, the early stuff, I don't know who composed the music, if it was the same person or a group of people or something, but you hear one song from any game that they made in the arcade, and you just know right away that's a Konami arcade game. It's just one of those things that, I don't know, whatever soundboard they were using to work with, you just know right away that it was Konami. It's kind of cool. I like that. And this game has some really, really cool tracks. They use a lot of, I don't know, it sounds like kind of funk music in a way, just kind of almost a digitized funk and sort of like electronic ska. They have this weird, like, I can't quite make out what the sound is. I can't quite put my finger on it because I'm not that musically intelligent, if you will. Like, I don't know all the terms and stuff. But there's this one sound that they always use, like, over and over again that I can only just point it out if you hear the song, because I can't even make the sound. I don't know what it is, but you just hear that and you're like, oh yeah, Konami arcade game. But yeah, it's got some really, really cool tracks. Some of my favorites for that game are Big Apple 3AM, which is stage one. It gets a good setup for the game. You get a good sound vibe right away. Fun to start the game off. Alley Cat Blues is the second stage. Sewer Surfin' is a really cool song. And there's actually a really, really cool remix. I'm sure we'll probably come up with remixes maybe near the end of the episode here. A really cool remix of that on OC Remix. Neon Knight Riders. I mean, there's not a bad song in the group, but these are just maybe some of the ones I prefer to listen to. Beat 'em up games tend to have pretty catchy music for the most part. There are some that don't really do the job well, but generally speaking, maybe the majority of the music in a beat 'em up game is going to be pretty good. Not always, but generally speaking, you're gonna have a lot of those upbeat tracks that are just get you going and really set the mood for what you're playing. And this game really does a good job of doing that while also still feeling sort of cartoony. So it really gives a good feel of, oh yeah, this is like the Ninja Turtles cartoon as well.
I see, I see. I honestly, unfortunately, I don't really remember the music. Like, I didn't play it until I was in college. I never really, like, I played the NES Turtles, and that was enough for me because those games are really hard for me.
Yeah. This one is not that hard. That's
Right.
part of
It's a
it's
really
fun.
easy one too. Yeah,
Right.
comparatively so. And I remember blitzing through it, and when I played it in college, and I was like, okay, this is a lot gentler, a lot more kind.
That first one on the NES is pretty damn hard. And that was one I had as a kid because
Yeah.
I and it was just like, oh, and I never got Ninja Turtles games after that because I complained so much, right? It was just like, this is too hard. And then when 2 and 3 came out, I just never got them.
I'm in the same boat there. But yeah. Four does have really, really enjoyable music.
Yeah, 4 is a good one to just pick up and play at any time, which is nice. So Yeah, definitely check out the music for that one for sure.
Do it. So yeah, back over to me. Let's see here. I guess I will go with one that you can. Well, maybe no, you can't really because the ones I bring up. But anywho, I've of course have to. I would be remiss if I did not mention all of the wonderful music that Falcom, Soundteam, JDK has put out over the years. And I
It's
have.
again a very big range of music.
Right. And I have a large list of that simply
I'm sure you do.
because it's some of the music. Honestly, it's a lot of the music that I'll be listening to when I go out to exercise at night. So I really really like the music. Some of the for the E series in particular, I really really like the soundtracks for Oath and Felghana as well as Ys Origin. And I do like E7s as well. It's another really good one. And some of Nipishtim's. Some of Nipishtim's. But and I do also like a lot of Silsettas, but particularly with Felghana, you still have not tried Felghana yet, have you?
Haven't had a chance. I really enjoyed Seven, but I was just kind of thinking in my mind it might be a good idea to just take a short break so I
Right, yeah.
don't kind of get an overkill on it and then really dislike it.
Right.
So,
Yeah, you don't want to get burned out playing.
right.
Understandable. A few that I kind of thought of for Felghana were The Boys Got Wings, and it's kind of this the like the overworld in a way, like the running around on the map from place to place music, and it's really uplifting to where you just like, oh yeah, I can run to this kind of music. So it's just the final boss theme, The Strongest Foe, is another one of those.
That pretty much sums it
Well,
up.
yeah, it's seriously,
Final
it is
boss theme, the
the
strongest
strongest foe.
foe.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what it is, Saideo Kunoteki, and it's just freaking badass. It is so, like, it is honestly the music that really kind of really, really got me into liking the series a lot more because I enjoyed it when I played of the first and second games. However, it wasn't until I got into Felghana that I really, really started to enjoy the series and the music. And holy crap, that just, it's just so awesome. It is really awesome. And I mentioned Origin. Origin is another one that really kind of, a lot of the music sticks out for me too for that. And you have Genesis Beyond the Beginning, which is a really great song, as well as Scars of the Divine Wing, which is Scars of the Divine of the Divine Wing is one of those really really sweet boss themes. You're just like, yeah.
That's a pretty awesome title.
Oh yeah, like a lot of the Falcom music has amazing titles. Like I am, as much as I like the East music, I really, 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 and I can't stress that really enough with a lot, so many reallys, but
You love that
I
word.
do enjoy that word. But for me, it's the music that comes from the Legend of Heroes of the Kiseki series, and you have some amazingly awesome titled songs. They start off pretty, not, I wouldn't say generic, but very lighthearted at first. Like the battle theme for the first one is like called Sophisticated Fight. It's this really kind of jazzy upbeat.
Only for the sophisticated individual.
Exactly. And then yeah, you have like Rock on the Road, which is this really just nice, just it's very war kind of warming. You have, but as the game and the series has kind of gone on, it's gotten a little bit more, I don't want to say edgier, but a lot more just more awesome titles. Like SC, some of the battle themes you have are like Maybe It Was Fated, like, or Fated, and it's just a really, like, you're getting to the point where the game's getting really tense and stuff, and you're fighting some of the more difficult bosses in the game. You're just like, ah, or you have Fateful Confrontation. A lot of
Okay.
fate. It's a very
A lot of
fate.
faith
Well,
and
it's a
eternity and
well, and for SC, a lot of it kind of hinges on fate is the what they go for. However, there are some other songs in that one, like Kohaku no Ai, which is Oliver's kind of theme thing. but he plays on his lute. It's really great. And when you go into the third, I like FC and SC's music, but it's when it hits the third that I just really start to enjoy the music. And you have some awesome titled songs. Like, like the opening is "Cry for Me, Cry for You." Okay, it's a good one. It's really nice. However, you've got like the boss, like boss name. One of the boss name's titles is "Masquerade of Lies." That's a nice use of words there. I thought that was a "Masquerade of Lies," as well as the kind of the outrageous, which is like the overdosing heavenly bliss kind of thing. And then from there, it's from those games. It's not constant barrage of rock. It's got a lot of the soundtracks have a lot of more kind of lighter tones in them. It's more kind of peaceful at times. It's got a lot of jazz in there. And from those three games into like Zero and Ano Kiseki, it changes to a lot more of a, or at least in those original versions, not the evolution or the remake of Zero, but in the original versions of those games, it's a lot more rock and it's more badassery at heart. Like you have intense chase or formidable enemy, inevitable struggle, get over the barrier. Yeah, a lot of just kind of fight themes. It's just so awesome. Conflicting passions, destruction impulse. There's like cheesy things where when you have somebody who's making or using words from a foreign language and they just pick out the most hardcore, awesome, sweet, badass words. I don't know if some people.
I get it. You're definitely going for like the sort of almost like superlatives, like they're sort of this extreme,
right,
whatever
right,
you're
reaching
for, right? It's not just, oh, pretty flower. It's, it's you know, death flower of awesomeness or right. Some kind of.
people tend to do that with, or maybe they're studying a foreign language or something. There's those really, the words that people never use, but they stick out in your mind because they're so awesome.
They're very strong words.
Right? Yeah, very, very strong.
Very specific.
Right. And you know, they don't come up. You're not using some of these words, you know, it's just not mythic roar. You're not going to use that in daily conversation.
Probably not.
So,
I let out a mythic roar as that car cut me off.
So, but yeah, it's a lot more rock heavy when you get into those games, and it works for me. I love rock music and video games so much. So, for me, sure, whatever. You know, rock, great. Jazz is always a good one too, and Falcom tends to mix that up a little bit, which I like. So.
Mm.
Whew, I had to get that out.
You really obviously had to get it off your chest.
Because, yeah, I would be, like I said, I'd have been remiss if I had not mentioned that.
Well, I was pretty sure you were going to mention it. So. I wasn't worried.
I came through, so.
In the clinch, right?
You've played some of them. I mean, you've played E7 and...
I've played Ease 1 and 2 on the, whatever, the Turbo CD or whatever it was called, and E7. I still haven't had a chance to play Trails in the Sky and that kind of stuff. It's just something I will get around to for sure. Mm. I mean, you've sent me tracks, though, and stuff that I've listened to, and I don't like all of it because, as you said, you're kind of more leaning towards the rock stuff in a lot of ways, and I don't mind that, but it's not my favorite all the time, so... Even like with E7, some of the stuff was just a little too much rock. I was kind of getting tired of it at times, but some of the really good rock tracks are really, really good.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that was that. Whew, over to you.
I'm going to try to bring it down and tone it down a bit here and go with one game instead of a giant plethora of titles. And I'm just going to go with Super Castlevania IV. Super Castlevania, at the end. I don't have anything else to say about Super Castlevania. Sorry, I had a little frog in my throat. I had to swallow. But Super Castlevania 4, Wow, what a step up from, already an excellent series of music from the NES trilogy. And this game takes it to another level in that obviously you have the new hardware and they push it really well as a very early SNES game. And it's really memorable for me in a lot of ways. And it's not even a game I played as a kid. This is a game I found in a pawn shop. I was already in university. I mean, I of course knew of the game. I'd probably seen it at some point, but I just really, really loved it. The first time I put it in, it's not one of the harder Castlevania games. It's actually one that's I personally think is a bit of on the easier side. Would you agree with that or?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I didn't play it until I was much older, and when I did play it, it was a cakewalk, I
Yeah.
felt.
Yeah, it's not too terribly hard, which is a bit of a nice change for Castlevania because I do enjoy the challenge. I really do, but it's nice to not always want to throw the controller at the screen or get really frustrated and just walk away angry or something. It was nice to just go and enjoy what Castlevania has to offer and then be done with it. And this game just has a great soundtrack in a lot of ways. The production value is really high. And there's such a blend of unique musical instruments in there, considering what you can get out of the Super NES. But one thing I always noticed was there was a sort of wind sound that they were constantly putting into the music. I don't know if you remember it really well or not, but
A little bit. I kind of get what you're going for with it.
yeah,
Would
I
you
don't.
say like kind of faint gusty, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it's sort of like that. I don't know, it's what they were going for with it exactly, other than to kind of give a creepy emphasis to some of the songs. Because it's never the prominent sound. It's always here's most of the track, and then maybe near the end part before the track loops or something, that might come in to just kind of give it a bit of emphasis near the end, meaning like
It was.
it's the end layer of it, sort of.
Well, it might have been also just to kind of cover up that it was looping over, and so
Could be
they're like,
part of that, yeah.
shit, we need something, going some wind.
Because back in that time, a lot of songs did loop because they just were not really long, right?
Right.
And so yeah, I mean, you have a really nice soundtrack. I really like this. For me personally, the song "Bloody Tears" on this game is the best. Just for me, I mean, the "Bloody Tears" has probably appeared in, if not every Castlevania game, almost all. I don't think it's in the first one. I think it starts in
And
two.
two, I believe.
I think
Just
so.
awesome.
It's a really cool track. And I mean, stage one, the Simon's theme from this game is really good. I really like the cave theme from stage three. It's just like, it sounds like you're in an old musky cave and water's dripping and stuff. It's a really neat track. The Catacombs is kind of this gritty, dirty song. Like it sounds really good as well. And I really like the Dracula Battle One theme a lot. So yeah, Super Castlevania, check out some of the music. Sometimes I actually just, if I'm gonna go do something, I'll just put on, there's like long plays of the game. I'll just turn that on and walk away just so I can listen to the music. I really enjoy Super Castlevania music a lot. So,
Nice.
yeah, Super Castlevania 4.
Four.
I still don't know why I guess they put the 4 just to be like, oh, well, this is still Castlevania, but it's kind of dumb. Or just call it Castlevania 4 would have been fine, right? But everything had to be Super.
Course.
So back to you too.
All right. Well, this one is a bit of a departure, going away from the rock here, and this fills my need for the soul of music, so to say, or it soothes my soul. And those are the Metal Gear Solid themes, like the vocal themes.
Snake Eater.
Snake Eater, When Heavens Divide, or When Heavens Divide, yeah, I think it's the
Is that
Peace Walker.
the first one? Oh, Peace Walker.
Peace Walker, Calling to the Night. I'm sorry?
Sorry, does the first game have a vocal theme?
Yes, it does. It's
It does?
at the end. It has when you beat it has the best is yet to come,
Oh, right.
which yeah, it also is in four. But yeah, like mainly those four. The best is yet to come, Snake Eater, When Heavens Divide. I think that's what it's called, When Heavens Divide, and Calling to the Night. Calling to the Night is one that really surprised me because I had not expected it. Had not expected it to be in such a great song. Like it's the opening for, well, it's the theme for Portable, Ops, and holy crap, with that song and the artwork in those games, because it has that really distinct kind of etched artwork. And then Snake Eater sounds like a Bond theme. It really does, and I'm a big Bond lover.
Lover, one of Bond's former lovers.
one of Bond's secret,
conquests.
Secret male conquest.
Notch in his belt.
Where Heaven's Divide is a really, really good one, and The Best is Yet to Come. Just kind of, it's one of those that when you hear it in four, it just makes it all the more powerful because it's just so soothing and just.
Yeah, because four is it's such a wrap up, right? So to hear some of those old tracks and stuff really give you that sort of, well, this is the end for Snake kind of thing.
So yeah, what do you think of those themes? I don't know if you.
I don't remember a lot. I mean, I've only played one and four, honestly. I mean, you kind of mentioned to me the other day, like, why haven't you played three? And I've already given you my explanation. Hey, and it's not like in a bad way. It's just one of those things, right? It just didn't get around to it.
And I only ask because you like Bond too.
So, oh yeah, I do like Bond, but I've heard Snake Eater. Wow. So, and I've seen bits of three. It's not because I don't like the game. It's just I just haven't had a chance to play it. And I don't know. I really like the theme song for just for Metal Gear Solid, like the non-vocal theme, just the actual theme song. I really like that a lot. Yeah, Metal Gear's got very subtle music in a lot of ways. There's not too many tracks that stand out to me, which is a good thing though, just for the environment of the game and stuff. I'm happy that they don't have some crazy rock theme that breaks out or something like that. They could have gone that route, but I'm glad that they didn't.
It would have killed the mood.
Yeah, it would have just made it really strange. And it just, I don't know, it works really well. And you don't want to mess up that sort of formula that they've put together. But yeah, I really do like the main theme song for Metal Gear Solid.
Okay. All right, but yeah, that was the one that came to mind, the kind of the vocal Metal Gear themes. Yeah, it's really hit a chord with me. I really like them. So over to you, Susan.
So obviously, lots of soundtrack options there. A lot of people do like the Metal Gear soundtrack. So yeah, cool. All right. Okay, I don't have too horribly many left here, so I'm going to just kind of fire through them, I guess. We'll do maybe, how many more you still got there? Quite a few? Or?
I can group them together, so.
Okay, well, why don't we do like a couple more, and then if we're looking at the time, we'll just kind of fire through them real quick then.
Okay.
So my next one here is actually Street Fighter 2. Now, I know I was saying I was trying to stay away from really popular music, but this one was hard for me not to pick. And I actually didn't really play Street Fighter 2 a heck of a lot in the arcade, partly because I didn't have the money, and partly because the machines were just so busy in a lot of the times, and I didn't frequent arcades very much. But you know, once the games had come home and my friends would rent them and stuff, and I would see the games, and just something about a lot of those soundtrack songs were just really, really cool. And maybe just about 3 or 4 years ago, I don't know why, I was just at home and I just felt like listening to Street Fighter. And I went to check it out on YouTube, and there were all these kind of comparison videos between the songs from all the different versions and stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Have you ever encountered this on YouTube? Or
no, I've not seen.
Okay, well, there's like all these people that have kind of put together this grouping list of, okay, here's the Chun-Li theme, and here it is in the SNES format. Here it is in the Genesis, the arcade. I saw like the ZX Spectrum. I saw... Commodore 64. I saw some really, I was really surprised that this game has been spread that far out to that many platforms. But it's really interesting because maybe some of the tracks that I really liked, I wanted to hear in these different forms, and just to hear, are they really digitized? Do they lack a lot of the sound that maybe the original arcade had? It's really cool. And I only picked a couple here because I didn't really have time to go through all of them. But I really like Ken's song. Do you remember Ken's theme song?
The only one I sort of remember is Blanka's, but I hate that song.
So. Okay, well, Blanka's one of my favorites, and that I really like the Genesis version of his. Like, Something about the Genesis version just has a really cool sort of techno-y beat, but they really emphasize the percussion in his song for that one. Ken's is just the arcade version, just dan,
I take it back. I do know
dan,
Guile's theme.
dan, dan. Sure, you know Guile's thing.
But that's because it's an internet meme, so.
Yeah, I mean that one is
Dan,
a
dan,
tough one.
dan.
I really like the arcade and the SNES version of that one, but I mean I've heard that song so many times because of that stupid meme. I don't really.
Stupid. You mean
Oh, some
hilarious.
of them are hilarious. Some of them I'm just like, yeah, okay, but some of them are put really well together. I always like the Maury Povich one where the
You're
guy's
not the
and
father.
then his dancing like fits perfect to the song. I don't know who's found that and put that together, but they did a pretty good job with that one. That stupid KFC chicken guy or whatever. I think there's 10 hours of that looping or something as well. It's just like, there's some pretty funny ones for sure. There are, but yeah, I mean Guile's theme is really before that even. Guile's theme was still pretty cool. I really like the intro theme that where it's like dun, 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 dun. I really like that one. And my friend's favorite theme actually is the Balrog, like the I don't know if you want to call him the boxer. Balrog in the West, like M. Bison in Japan. I really like his theme. He's got that Las Vegas backdrop. It's got a really cool theme. But yeah, I mean, Street Fighter 2 has so many iconic sound pieces that are just really worth revisiting if you don't remember playing the game very well. Pretty awesome theme songs there.
I see, I see. Yeah, only one that kind of comes to mind is
Yeah, it's fair enough. I'm not even like a huge fighting game fan or anything. I just like the music. I think it sounds really cool.
very catchy music.
Yeah. It's just, and Street Fighter 2 is just one of those games that everything came together really well. From character design to stage design to obviously the actual gameplay and all that and the music. It just all came together perfectly. And that's why it was a huge hit. So yeah, Street Fighter 2.
Cool.
And all its many versions.
Oh, that's many versions. I will. Okay, the next one is it's a singlet here. It's not a thousand games in a row. But
Focused,
very
focused.
focused. I have, yes, I've narrowed it down. I've put my every fiber of my being into this one. But it's a song from Metal Max, and it's a post-apocalyptic bounty hunting RPG that unfortunately did not make it over to the States. This is the NES version, or the Famicom version.
Right.
A kind of a delineage from it was like a Metal Saga,
That
which did come
saga,
out
yeah.
on the
Right.
PS2, which does have some of the same things going for it and whatnot. However, from the Famicom version, there's a song in there that is it's really almost kind of whenever I hear it, it makes me think of Samurai Pizza Cats, and I don't know if you have you just
Samurai
the
Pizza
Pizza Cat,
Cats.
yeah, but it's not the same kind of tone of music, but it's got that very a kind of, for lack of a better word, oriental vibe to it, and it's got the
Needs
like.
an anime theme
Yeah,
somehow.
it's got this. How's like da 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 da. I fucked that up. It's like da 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 da. It's very
Okay.
uplifting, and it's a very cheery kind of song compared
Sounds
to
very out of place, though, for the atmosphere of the game.
for the
Sounds
atmosphere of it.
weird.
However, it's because of the it's for the this really like kooky. This really kooky character, and it's Dr. Meech, and like the song is called like Dr. Meech ni aimasho, so it's like let's go meet Dr. Meech, and it's really weird. The music as a whole for the game is actually for the series is really good, and I would implore people to check it out. It's got some. It's by a composer who doesn't really do video game music. He kind of does CMs or works with kind of like pop stars and stuff like that, and that's what's his name? Kadokawa Satoshi. And yeah, he really just kind of a it's one of those composers where they kind of have a little bit of fun with it and then never really do much outside of it again, kind of
Right.
thing. And you always lament it. You just a sigh, come back, like, 'cause,
He's just no.
it's 'cause they have some really, really wonderful tunes, but definitely Metal Max, check it out. Totally. But yeah,
Totally. You're
totally.
just going really 80s with
Yeah.
it.
So it's, yeah,
Radical.
radical, man. Yeah.
Gnarly.
Gnarly, gnarly, dude.
I haven't heard anyone say gnarly in a long time.
Yeah, that's going back. Well, the thing is the game is from like 91,
No, that's
so
still the kind of tail
it's on
end
the
of it.
it's clinging hard to the 80s.
Yeah, there's always those kind of forms of entertainment that are still kind of not sure where to go.
Right.
They're kind of stuck in that past decade, but they're trying to do something new. And but yeah, anyways.
So yeah, but back to you.
All right. Okay. So the next one here I'll go for is not a super new game, but I really like the music from Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Again, this is a bit of a not, well, excuse me, a pretty well-known game, and it's very beautiful. I don't know how else to say, to put it. It's just got this very nice flow to it. It's all orchestrated. It sounds great in the game. You kind of wouldn't think it would for Mario. I was not really nervous, but I was not sure when I read that it was going to be orchestrated. I thought, man, is that going to work for Mario? And somehow it works perfectly in this game. I mean, it's just, I guess it's partly because the atmosphere is in space that really
Right.
helps it. If it was just in the Mushroom Kingdom, it might be.
Orchestrated versions of dun 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 dun
Well, they
dun.
do have that though. That's the thing. I mean, they obviously took the main theme, but to do, yeah, all those theme songs, like dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, which I've heard in orchestra, but I don't know. I'm
Well, but you, I'm kind of trying to reinforce your point there that yeah, it does. It would feel really weird to just kind of. It would feel almost like they just kind of rehash the game and just. Oh wait, like a lot of other Mario games, just
Oh.
zing! But I love Mario. Joking, but
Sure.
it just but have it orchestrated. It would feel out of place. However, giving it that kind of space setting really makes it feel like it's all right to do
Yeah,
that.
it's a good atmosphere and a good place to put the game and give this sort of music to. I guess Koji Kondo, from what I understand, didn't actually do a lot of the music. It's I wrote down Mahito Yokota. And I don't know if he's been doing the music for a while and Koji Kondo's kind of off to the side now or whatnot, but I guess Yokota had this idea. He wanted to make it very Latin sounding originally, and he brought this set of maybe 20-ish tracks or something to Kondo, and he was just like, "No, we're not using it." He just shot him down, apparently. He was just like, "No."
That would have
And
been
then
amazing. Maracas Mario? Yes.
it would have been neat, but I guess he just shot him down and he was like, go back to the drawing board and give me something different kind of thing. And I think he went to Miyamoto as well. And he was just with three new tracks. Eventually he was like, I made three different tracks, all sounding different. So he had like a Latin track. He had the orchestrated track. And then he had something that was sort of orchestrated in between or something. And Miyamoto was like, I want the orchestrated one. That sounds the best. And I guess the orchestrated one was actually written by Kondo, but composed by this guy. So it's like, I don't know if they were already, had this set in plan or if it was just, he's so used to Kondo's style of music that he was just like, no, that's exactly what Mario should sound like. It could have been too, right? But there could have been some wheeling and dealing there. I don't know. But it was the right move. Whoever made the ultimate final decision, it was the right move. And then this guy still produced in spades, right? Once he was kind of given the task of, sorry, we like the Latin theme, but it's not what we want. And then he went to this and it sounds great. And you still get some of the tracks that have that sort of Latin feel to some of them. Not a lot of them, but some of them. And I mean, I wrote down some of the tracks that I really liked. I like just the Good Egg Planet. It's like right at the start.
Right.
I really like Space Junk Road. It's a really low-key, whimsical theme song. The Purple Comet song is really cool. Space Fantasy, I wrote down.
That's a, I really like that one.
Yeah, I mean, this is a soundtrack. I actually got really lucky. I found the platinum soundtrack, which I've heard is a little hard to come by. But I've never opened it, but I just have it on the shelf. It's really cool. I have the entire soundtrack on my computer regardless, and it's a really cool soundtrack. It's Mario, but it's different.
I like the last fight with Koopa. It's or Bowser. I really like that song. It feels yeah, slightly maybe out of place for a Mario game per se, if you're kind of thinking in the old school sense of Mario, but it makes it feel really epic.
Yeah. I mean, Mario's got some pretty amazing theme songs and classic music. And you can't go without saying Super Mario World, Super Mario 3. These all have songs that we've heard and know and love. But Mario Galaxy just takes it to a completely different place and in a very, very good way.
So, yeah. I guess maybe we should probably rifle off the
Yeah,
last
sure. I mean,
bits of.
why don't you go into detail for one more there, though, and then we'll do.
Okay, all right. Well, then, if that's the case, I've got two because it's the same composer
Sure.
and it's the same style of music. And as much as I really like rock music and how much it tickles my fancy, I am also a big fan of music box
Okay, that's cool.
tunes. So the two that come to mind, the two that stick out in my head the most, are done by the same composer, and that's Mitsuda Yasunori, and he did the music for Xenogears.
Yep.
I don't know why I said it wasn't he did it wasn't I totally botched that up. However, I lied. Sakuraba did the one for Star Ocean 2. So it's two different composers, I'm sorry. I had a brain fart. But yeah, so these two composers do two different music box themes. However, they're both very emotional. You can kind of connect emotionally to the song. Not just because of what goes on and whatnot, but just I don't know. Did you ever have any sort of like music box or anything that as a
Oh, not as a kid myself. No, not really.
okay,
I
well
definitely heard them, but
there's at in my house we had this kind of older Santa that would play. I don't exactly remember the song I would play, but it when you would kind of twist it because it's kind of on a little swivel when you would
Well, yeah.
like twist it to start it up and it would play it. I love that, and Christmas is kind of my favorite season, so or holiday, and it just I guess it kind of resonates with that as well as I like those lullaby songs in a way. So I was it Brahms lullaby or I think that's what it is, a Brahms lullaby. So, da 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 do 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 do
Yeah,
do
I mean, I know
do.
I
Yeah.
obviously know the
So,
music, but yeah.
it just I don't know. It's very soothing, or it's just a it's a very calming, and it's just something that works for me. And for Star Ocean 2, Motoi Sakuraba made the theme of Reyna,
Yeah.
and Reyna's one of the main characters in the game, and there's a point when, because you hear the song, you hear different versions of it. However, there's a point when the music box version comes up, kind of near the end of the game, and it's like, oh, that's really just bam kind
Yeah.
of thing. And the other one for Mitsuda Yasunori, the one that came to mind was for Xenogears, and you've probably heard it because you've played enough of it, and it's right at the beginning when Faye visits Satan's house, and he hears that playing its faraway promise, and it's just a really good song.
Yeah. I actually own the soundtrack for that.
It's a, I love the soundtrack for Xenogears. I like Flight, and Night of Fire, I think this.
Yeah.
And
I like Ancient Dance a lot and
that's a good one. Small Two of Pieces, the ending theme. I really
yeah,
like that.
that's really good, yeah.
It's got a bit of a My Heart Will Go On,
A
Sleep
little
Beyond.
bit, but it's a little bit going on there. That's actually a really good point.
It does, and it actually like they came out at the same time, around the same time. So it's kind of interesting. that it's that they're both like that, but I think that the music for Xenogears is it doesn't get as much acclaim as some of Mitsuda's other work, which makes me
No, I mean.
a bit sad because I think it's really good and it may not have as many kind of full bam songs. However, I think like it and Xenosaga Episode 1 kind of get the same kind of, oh, that's good, but Chrono
It's
Cross or
not
Chrono
Chrono Cross or
Trigger,
Chrono
right?
Trigger good, yeah.
Yeah, so it's makes me a little sad.
No, I mean, this guy's an incredible composer. He got this very he really likes percussion a lot too, actually. Hey, like he does do the music box stuff here and there, but he really likes percussion and he goes for a lot of that tribal sound a lot of the time.
He's got a very Celtic vibe to
He's
him.
got that too. He's got this really interesting blend of musical choices that he just somehow meshes together and they fit really well. And that's really hard to do. Because he's taking some very far off range. He's not just saying, okay, we're going to take a rock song, and on top of that, we're just going to kind of sprinkle deep percussion on it or something. He's going pretty far out there.
Yeah, he's definitely high up on my list of awesome composers. So, but yeah, that's the in-depth one for me there. Over.
All right, I'll just fire off my last few here very, very quickly. One that I feel I don't particularly like Final Fantasy at all, and I don't have any sort of affinity to the music really, but Uematsu's soundtrack for Blue Dragon was one that I actually rushed out and bought. It's when I first the first time I went to Japan, the only two things I bought were the Blue Dragon soundtrack. Oh no, I apologize. I was going to buy it. I did not buy it. I bought it after. But and Yuzo Koshiro's Volume 2, like Greatest Hits, and Blue Dragon for me is I don't know, it's a game that gets a lot of flack because people are just like, oh, it's not as good as Chrono Trigger, because there was like that thing where somebody said, oh, it's going to be just like Chrono Trigger because a handful of the people that worked on Chrono Trigger were working on Blue Dragon, and just kind of ridiculous claims, and people just slashed on it being too childish and too generic, just following the formula that all other JRPGs had done before it, kind of thing. But I like the game a lot. I think it kind of unfairly gets beat up on. It's a really cool soundtrack. It's varied. It's got a lot of very light-hearted themes, and that's not something he's kind of known for because Final Fantasy generally is pretty, I don't know if you want to say deep, but it's not very light-hearted, generally speaking. Maybe some of the older ones you could say that, but
I'd say you could kind of fit that in more so with some of the tracks with Nine. Nine has some lighthearted moments with it.
okay, I haven't
Definitely
played that
not
one, so
7 and 8. 7 and 8 are a bit more kind of mature comparatively, so.
right. So I really like Blue Dragon. I think that people should check that out. There's like it's just got a lot of tracks. I can't even think of them off the top of my head, but there's like Cavern, there's it's like Bad But Bad or something like that. It's just like this stomping type music. It's really varied. I like it a lot. So check out Blue Dragon for sure. If you like the game at all, for sure you'd probably like the music. Xenogears is on my list, of course. Lunar Silver Star Story. It's got some really nice tracks. Very uplifting. Very sort of positive feeling. Like that's Noriyuki Iwadare. He also did the Grandia stuff. So I really like his music because he's kind of got that the Mitsuda sound as well, but on a much lighter scale, not quite as heavy on blending sounds as much. But I really like his stuff. Outrun 2 has this really cool like remixes of the old Outrun songs. I really like Magical Sound Shower, the Euromix, really cool. It's got very Latin feel to it. Got like all kinds of sounds, trumpets and stuff going on. Really cool. That's probably about it for me. I guess Skies of Arcadia on the Dreamcast. I know you're not a big fan of that game, but man, I really like that game a lot. That's also sort of in the vein of a Grandia type soundtrack. I've got like a bunch of tracks I wrote down here. Valua City, Legend, Great Silver Shrine. Something about the Skies soundtrack I like is that it feels very isolated, and there's like a sense of journey and mystery to them. So I really like that a lot. Shenmue's got a soundtrack that can rival a lot of movies. It's got that sort of feel of this is going to be a part of a trilogy. You know, this is our epic trilogy of three films. I don't mean like epic, oh dude, this is so epic, but more in the sense of, oh, you know, this is our Star Wars, or this is our Lord of the Rings, or whatever you want. It
The
kind of feels like that.
grandiose kind of.
Yeah, very grandiose. That's a better word for sure. So obviously Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, and a bit of an off one for me is Raiden, or Raiden, however you want to pronounce it, this shooter game. And that's got some really funky tunes that are very techno-y but jazzy kind of too, and that's a really fun shooter. So yeah, I don't want to say too much more there, but that's about it for me.
All right, well, I guess I'll wrap up continuing your shooter vibe there. I really like the Thunder Force 5 soundtrack
Okay.
as a whole. Actually, just the series. The Thunder Force music is really, really good. And I am a big fan, even though I played it a little bit. I'm not a big fan of MMOs. However, I did dabble a little bit in Ragnarok Online.
Okay.
And the music in there, some of it's good, some of it's really, it's a hit or miss soundtrack. However, there's some songs in there, like Paeon. I like the theme for that, because it's a very, very, very awesome theme. But and some of the dungeon themes are really good. However, yeah, anywho, the Xenoblade and The Last Story, I think those are good soundtracks. Older music, the trilogy for the Donkey Kong Country games, I like. It's kind of interesting because Donkey Kong Country 1 had three different people working on it. You had like David Weiss or Wise or something. What's Evelyn? I can't think of her name. It's like something. Evelyn something something, and then Robin, who the two of them kind of dropped off, and David did the work for Donkey Kong Country 2, and then in Donkey Kong Country 3, Evelyn came back. And it just like for example, like Fear Factory, it's always a really common one to bring up, or Gangplank Galleon, those are really awesome songs. And Donkey Kong Country 2, you had Sticker Brush Symphony, which for those who don't know, that's the Bramble Stage theme, which is great. Cannon's Claim, it's the mine theme. Great, as well as the Lockjaw's Saga, which is the kind of like
The water
the
theme,
water
right?
ones. Right.
Yeah.
And
I like,
I
was it Oil Drum Alley's theme? I don't know which song that's called, but I really like that one.
think that's Fear Factory from one, right?
Yeah, it's from one. That could be it, yeah. Probably it, yeah.
And then if for Donkey Kong Country 3, I like the kind of the cliffside stages and the music that's Rock Face Rumble, as well as the save theme, even though it's pretty much Mario 64. It's kind of done in this. It's interesting because, you know, it came out after the 64 came out, I think, or
Okay.
around the same time, and so you had, you know, Mario 64 played on Donkey Kong Country 3, like a kind of a range of it. And it's a really, like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh man, that's really awesome. And it didn't dawn on me for a while that it was the Mario 64 theme, because I am stupid. But but yeah, as well as the Zelda music, you could go on and on about Zelda's music.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just great. As well as, just kind of wrap it up here, the I've never played these games really, but the music in particular to Persona 3, I think Meguro Shoji did a really great job with that. I like the theme of Burn My Dread. It's a really kind of a, I guess you could call it rap. I guess it's kind of interesting. I also enjoy the Battle for Everyone's Soul. That's a really great song. Just that soundtrack as a whole, I really like. I think people tend to say that four has a or Persona 4 has a better soundtrack. However, I haven't listened to enough of it to like it more. But I've never played any of the games, so I can't be like, oh, this is bad, you know, that kind of thing. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So yeah, and there's tons of other music. You can go on with
Obviously.
Uematsu. You had Saiyuji. I mean, you could go on about like Seiken Densetsu music or just Terranigma music. I mean, there's just
Adventures of Batman and Robin. That's pretty
Robin.
awesome. And Jasper Kidd is pretty awesome. He did the Assassin's Creed music as well,
Okay, I
which
don't know.
is pretty good actually. So
Huh?
we didn't touch on too many of the newer games. I don't know why, it just didn't dawn on me for some reason.
It happens. But there's, tons. That's where our listeners come in.
That's where you come in,
That's
yeah.
where you guys come in and tell us how much of fools we are for not
For
being
forgetting F-Zero,
for getting a
which is
zero.
pretty damn awesome. So
Or, something
we
else
could sit
like
here all day, but
Marble Madness, or if you really some. Well,
no.
I w that
Did it even
was.
have music?
It was in jest. Leave me
I'm sure it
alone.
had music. I'm sure it had music. I'm sure
So
it
it, yeah, it did, sort of.
did. Sort of. Was
But
it like just did
no,
the
it's. I
music?
think it's a little bit more than that. But oh,
Not like Space Invaders or something.
that
Dirt, 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 dirt. I think
game.
that's all
Yeah.
Space Invaders was.
It's very. Pew
Yeah.
pew
But
pew
yeah, for sure. You guys send in your personal favorite soundtracks, and if you have a huge list, that's great because it gives Taylor and I something to do. So check out a bunch of music.
Exactly, or just rediscover music that
For sure.
we like. You're like Blaster Master, Christ, that's.
Oh yeah, geez, yeah.
Do, 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 do. Anywho, yeah. So, are we going to do a game?
Let's do a quick game.
A game, okay. We did
Very
not
quick game.
prepare for the game.
I have my things open here, so if
Okay,
you
good, great, great.
just say a number there, we can go for it from there.
You gotta give me a range.
The range is up to, I believe, 30.
You believe, or it is.
I hope so. I hope I've taken out the old ones. So, well, let's say 30.
Okay.
Just won't do it.
I'm trying to think. It seems as of late the numbers are pretty low, usually picked, right?
It's
No,
hard to say.
kind
I
of
mean,
in
they're
the
all over
teens.
the place. They're all over.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll go for a later number here. Let's say 26.
26. Okay, 26 is games on a particular console.
Ooh.
So we'll have to pick a console and then just try to fire off a bunch of games. I'm probably going to do terribly this morning. I'm not even focused. So
We
let's
should
pick something that's got obviously quite a few games on it.
I
Well,
don't
I
know.
mean, just don't go picking
Well, I.
the GameCom or something.
Right. PlayStation.
PS1?
Yeah, that's.
Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah, because, yeah.
Destroyed, but sure, go for
Well, no, I was gonna say that's one that I've not really. I don't have tons of games for, and
I don't, I actually don't either. I think I have only maybe 30 games for it or something.
I
So
don't.
that's cool. Let's do that one.
Okay, so I picked the parameters. You start the game off.
Okay, Parappa the Rappa.
Oh, nice. Twisted Metal.
Jammer Lammy.
That's a part of the same series, though.
Is it the same series?
I thought so. It might not be, but
I
I thought it.
guess you could argue it is, I suppose. Okay, Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, okay, all right there. Forgot. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater. Yeah.
All eight of them or whatever's on the play. There's a lot, right?
Right.
Fair enough. A Star Ocean 2.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, Second Story, whatever it's called.
Rockman Legends. I'm sorry, Rockman Dash, Mega Man
Cool.
Legends.
Sure. Tales of Destiny.
Genzo Suikoden.
Sayuki Journey West.
Oh, nice. Parasite Eve.
Oh yeah, right. Dragon Quest 7.
Xenogears.
Oh, it was my next one. Jumping Flash. It's like one of the first, games on the PlayStation.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Some sort of platform game.
All right. Hoshigami.
Oh. That's one of the last games too on PlayStation.
And one of the least
Oh
friendliest.
yeah, I felt bad for that one. I really wanted that one. I really wanted that one to work out for me, but
Yeah,
it didn't.
same.
Wild Arms,
Oh, nice. Tekken.
Metal Gear Solid.
Okay. And Valkyrie. The Valkyrie profile.
I know what you're going for there.
Words escape me.
Need for Speed 3, Hot Pursuit.
Grandia.
Nice. Cool Borders.
Biohazard. Or Resident Evil.
Oh, right. Jet Moto.
I like that one. Front Mission 3.
Nice. My brain's starting to crap out here. Lunar Silver Star Story complete.
And Legend of Dragoon.
Nice. I've never played that.
Great game, great game.
I've heard good things. It's like four discs or something, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's
Oh God. Oh yeah, now I'm really reaching for it. Vigilante 8. Have you played that one?
No.
It's like Twisted Metal, basically,
Oh,
but
okay.
it with a 70s vibe to it.
Nice.
It's kind of fun.
I don't know if that's on there. Silent Hill.
Oh, right. Legacy of Kain or Blood Omen?
Oh,
It's a bit of an old one.
it is a bit of an older one. Tomba.
Nice. That's one I've always wanted to try. Klonoa? The Phantom Isle? I don't know the full title, sorry, but Klonoa Room of the Phantom Isle or something like that? Or
Hourglass or
something like that, yeah. Sorry. I just know it's Klonoa, so.
Thousand Arms.
I like that game. And I know I gave it to you, so. You don't like it?
it's one of those, like, if you play with somebody else, it totally got that creeper
Oh, I mean, I don't like that aspect so much, but the soundtrack's actually really good for it,
vibe
and
to it. Oh
the
my God.
characters are likable. I actually like the characters a lot. They're very different, so. Oh damn, and I just had one in my head and I just forgot it. Breath of Fire 4.
Oh, nice. Is it? I can't think of the Xanac, the X-A-N-A-C, X-A-N-A-C. See, it's a really expensive fucking shooter.
Okay, I'll accept it. I don't know what it is, but I'll definitely take it. Jackie Chan's Stuntmaster.
Oh, God.
That's one of the few games I own. I actually don't have them on the shelf either. I'm actually just doing it off the top of my head. So,
Hey, welcome to my world.
Jackie Chan's Stuntmaster.
Oh, you already said that. You did, what is it? Tomorrow Never Dies?
Yeah, that's on there. Yeah.
Yeah, 007 Tomorrow Never Dies. I didn't like it, but
007 Racing or whatever that's on there. Cartia. It's like a strategy RPG.
Okay, cool. Koudelka.
Okay. Jade Cocoon. It's an RPG. There was a sequel as well on the PS2.
Fair enough, fair enough. Chocobo Racing.
I keep thinking Zone of the Enders, but that's PS2. Man, I feel pressure because I've got to get going here too. So,
Added pressure.
I had one in my mind there, and it's kind of slipped out. Oh, what the hell is it? Alundra?
Tier Ring Saga.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
It's the kind of the after the Fire Emblem. Oh God, I can't think of the dude's name off the top of my head. He left and made Tier Ring Saga on the PlayStation, and it's
Okay.
a carbon copy of Fire Emblem, and Nintendo got pissed, tried to sue, and failed.
Fair enough. Ridge Racer. Four. I know four is on there. I remember because it's got this like yellow background and it's got like the two cars and stuff.
Tetris is on there.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, we haven't hit it. There's probably some other puzzle games we're not hitting there. Oh, I just had it and it slipped out of my mind. I keep thinking of these games and they keep dropping out of my mind. Oh, what's a siphon filter?
Oh yeah, and I was gonna do the what is it? Isn't Call of Duty on there? No.
No, I don't think it was.
No. What is it? Oh, it's right there in the. I see it. I've played it. I know what it is. Boogers.
Boogerman was not on, it was on Genesis or
Yeah,
something.
that's not. That's not. Yeah. I know that. What the hell is that game? There's.
If I say it, can I steal it?
You already said one though.
I know, but
But no, well, it's not one that you probably.
no, I think I know what it is. I think I know what you're reaching for. Is it Medal of Honor?
No, I never.
Oh, okay. I thought that's the one you were grabbing for.
I can't think of what the hell it's called off the top of my head. What? I enjoy the game, but I can't think of it. Well, phooey. Oh well, I'll tap.
All right. I didn't have too many more left. I was just going to say Diablo next, so.
That was on the.
Yeah, it was on the, my friend had it. It was the first time you could play it two player at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. There, oh man, there's obviously there's shit tons more games. Was it
Oh,
like
yeah.
Project Fear or something, or not Project Fear, like there was like a game that had like a female lead character, a Tomb Raider. I forgot Tomb Raider.
No, geez. Yeah.
Obviously there's a bunch more, so please write in and tell us how much we suck at remembering PlayStation games. So
I didn't
or
grow
at
up with
least
the PlayStation.
I
Don't
didn't either,
sushi,
so
so get
no,
off
I
our
didn't
backs.
either. I really didn't have a big list to draw from, just some RPGs
Well, yeah,
basically. So
well, I figured we both didn't really have too much to go for with that one.
no, that's good.
What
That's
the
good.
hell that damn game is? Greg really hates it. He'll know
You
it. He'll
know
slap me
what
for
kind
it.
of game it is? Is it RPG
It's
or
yeah, it's the guy who Takahashi did it.
Vagrant Story?
Vagrant Story. Yes, thank you. That's what I was thinking of. I was trying to think of what the hell that game was. Yeah.
Oh, we forgot Vandal Hearts.
Vandal Hearts. I never
Suikoden.
play. I said Genzo
Oh, did you? Oh, sorry. Oh, good thing I didn't say it then. I
Suikoden.
guess I probably because you said Genzo first, I didn't really catch it. Yeah, I mean, there's
Might have
Bandits.
been Medal of Honor that I was thinking of. I don't remember. I could have swore it was.
That was like Call of Duty, right? Before Call of Duty, so.
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was Call of Duty, or it's the one where you have like three characters,
Oh, geez, I don't know.
and you're trying to infiltrate different areas and stuff, and
Pfft, I have no
it's
idea.
yeah, it's a little.
Thunder Force 5.
I no, did I say it? I thought I.
You said it during the music set.
Yeah, I don't remember. That's why like after a while I didn't.
R-Type Delta. I don't know, there's a bunch, but let's
Anywho.
not sit on that too long. Let's wrap it up here, Taylor.
Wrap it up, but yeah, guys, that's yeah. We just kind of wanted to talk a bit about soundtracks and
A brief skim of
yeah,
it.
very very brief kind of off the top skim there
Sure.
because there's A so much of it and B so much of it and you get the drift.
For
So
sure.
yeah, so that's really about it, guys. Definitely tell us some of your favorite soundtracks and maybe ones that stick out in your mind and whatnot. And yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening and have a good day.